CZ 101 and Survivor. Well, I can't hold back. It's a minute and a half after six. Time to get up. Come on, honey. Time to wake up those sleepy little eyes. Time to face another stinking day. As we used to say in the early days of radio, come on, madam, up and at 'em. All right, Mac, out of the sack. Yeah, let's see who's on the rooster roster for today. It's, yeah, but now we just say, come on, get your sorry tokas up. Get your sorry tokas up. No rhymes, no singing jingles. Come on, face that stinking putrid day. It awaits you. It's going to be a nice day. Actually, I shouldn't go there. Stinking putrid day. It's going to be beautiful. Sunny. Temperatures in the 70s. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. Hey. It's going to be marvelous. 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 Delightful. Let me see. Am I mingling with the maggot tree tomorrow? There should be a fang in here about it. Oh, that's right. We don't do that anymore. I'm sorry. It's 6:02. The grease man here. I don't mind extra station duties, you know, when they come up. Because they're not, number one, they're not life and death. They're usually fun things. And number two, it doesn't happen that often. I'll tell you, I used to get a lot of outside duties back in the days when I was a doctor. Boy, they were always calling me. And you had to go because of emergencies. My specialty, OBGYN. I was the best there was. Every day I'd throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" One evening, I'd returned home from the office, fumigated myself normally. Yes, yeah. When you're that professional, you wash your hands with lava. Grateful for the pumice. When I said to the maid, "What's for dinner?" She said, "Sturgeon." I said, "You're a cruel wench, aren't you?" "Aren't you?" She said, "Just kidding, doctor. Having hamburger helper is normal." I said, "Thank God." The phone rang. "Hello, doctor, this is Mrs. Blasnalis. I have a problem." I said, "Well, what is it?" She said, "Well, I just tinkled, and it was green." I said, "My God, have you been taking any food coloring?" She said, no. "I've been eating everything normally. All of a sudden, I just tinkled it." I said, "Meet me in my office immediately." I got on the phone. I said, Miss Hodgkiss, please come in. We have an emergency. It's Mrs. Blasnalis. She's tinkling green." She said, "My God, I'll be right there." So sure enough, I said, "All right, hold the hamburger helper. I'll be back." And I went to the office, and there she was waiting. She was trembling, nervously smoking. I said, "Step inside. Let's see what we got here." And so, as she climbed into the chair, I began my examination. Let me see here. Everything seems reasonably normal. Check here. I don't detect anything. I said, "Miss Hodgkiss, would you draw some blood, please? And please dress yourself, Mrs. Blasnalis. I need to ask you a couple of questions. Did you eat anything unusual prior to noticing it was green?" She said, "Why, no." I said, "Well, did you have sex prior to noticing that?" She said, "Let me think. Yes, I did. And it was with my husband. I never see anybody but my husband. It was with my husband." I said, "All right. Tell you what, I've got some samples. I've taken a smear and a culture. And I got your blood. I'll work it up and I'll get back to you." She said, "Okay." I said, "I'll call you tonight. The lab's open late." Well, I got that lab report back, and I nearly dropped in my tracks. I said, "Miss Hodgkiss, get her on the line immediately." I called up Mrs. Blasnalis. She said, "Have you found the answer? Have you found the answer?" I said, "Yes, I have. Mrs. Blasnalis, tell your husband his gold teeth aren't real."
Navy cruisers.
Buddy, move out, move out.